ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba ba.
It would help if you turned the button on.
I gotta be honest, Wendy, I don't know that it would. I think more people would enjoy the show if I left my button turned off, so...
You certainly know how to turn my button on.
Oh, you're very kind. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and it's Wendy. We're on the stream, and you are, too. You're listening to us on the stream. It's the stream of consciousness. It's the bonus hour. We're thrilled that you're here. Now, let me quickly catch you up. Downstairs, we were talking about Daniel Day-Lewis, one of our finest actors, one of the finest actors of all time. He has announced that he is done. He doesn't want to act anymore.
And if you've just tuned in, I think Bill is responsible for the retirement.
I hope that's
not
true.
You planted the seed, I think.
Well, I have said on at least two different occasions on the air that if I was Daniel Day-Lewis and I found out how much money The Rock and Vin Diesel made, I would quit because they are the highest paid actors in Hollywood. The Rock is the highest paid actor of all time, not just today, but of all time. Nobody makes more money to be in a movie than Daryl Johnson, The Rock. So I said a couple times, if I'm Daniel Day-Lewis and I find this out, I say to myself, I don't need this. I'm done. And now he quit. He doesn't want to be in movies anymore.
You're the first person I thought of when I heard he was retiring.
Oh, I feel awful. I love him. I've gone to see movies. Lincoln, I mentioned this downstairs. I didn't want to see the movie Lincoln, but then I went, yeah, Daniel
Who
Day-Lewis
made you see
is
it?
In it. No one made me see it. I don't know. I knew it was going to be nominated for a bunch of Academy Awards, and Lincoln's story is really interesting. It's just that this particular movie version of it wasn't. I liked the same year that the movie Lincoln came out, Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter also came out, and I liked that way more than I liked the movie Lincoln. I know that seems it's sacrilegious to say, but I thought that was a better story. There should have been more vampires in the real life Lincoln story, and it would have been better.
That's a shame because I love Abe Lincoln. I would have seen that. Although I heard from so many people, don't waste your time. It's too long. It's not good.
It just wasn't good.
Someday
it was
I'll watch
not
it.
Good.
Well, we were talking about some of the best actors out there, and you had mentioned a couple. You said Daniel Day-Lewis. You mentioned Jeffrey Rush, which someone texted in. Boy, I hope he doesn't retire now tomorrow.
I hope he doesn't. I love Jeffrey Rush.
You also said Al Pacino.
Yeah.
I was going to throw a name out there, but I thought you'd laugh at me.
It's possible. Who's the name?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is a great actor.
You
know what? I agree with you. He is.
You're not laughing at me?
No. No, he really is a very good actor.
He really, truly is.
Did you ever see Chocolat?
I did.
He was really good in that.
Aren't you surprised that I saw that?
Yeah.
I'm surprised I saw it. I don't know why I saw it, but it was at the LaGrange Theater, like a third run theater or second run or whatever. And I went and watched it and I truly enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff that's really good. Yeah, I wouldn't laugh at you
for
Johnny Depp. The
Hunter S. Thompson movie.
Yeah, he was good in that. He's
a good actor.
He is a good actor. I mean, he makes some interesting choices, but why not? Take a chance every once in a while,
and
right?
Jack Sparrow, come on.
Edward Scissorhands is really good.
That's a great movie.
Very touching in that. I like it.
That's a really good movie. Yeah. Gilbert Grape, of course.
Gilbert Grape is one of the best of all time.
All right, well, I went to Ranker.com, and listeners can chime in, too, 312-235-2525, because Ranker is a place that puts lists together, basically, and they put together the best actors in film history, and I thought we could discuss amongst ourselves.
In all of history,
yep.
Not just currently?
Yep.
Oh, I like this. All right, sure.
Now,
what did they base it on?
The best actors ever are ranked here in this list of the best actors in film history. These are the greatest actors ever to appear on the silver screen, male only, and then people vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are in order, and I'm kind of surprised. Don't cheat, because I can't turn my screen.
I won't look.
The number one, should we start at the bottom or go up? I don't.
Start at the bottom.
All right.
How many are there? I don't know. Well, I don't know if we'll have time for all of them.
We have an hour.
Do every other one.
All right. See, they have 100, and I can't do that. So let's just start at the top, and then we'll.
Let me guess who number 100 is. John Barrymore. Is he number 100?
Number 100. If you're right,
that'd be amazing.
Anthony Quinn.
Anthony Quinn's a great actor. He's a really good actor.
Was.
He was Zorba. My wife was in a movie with Anthony Quinn.
Which one?
Only the Lonely.
Oh, was in that?
Yeah.
I know Terry was in there.
He was in it. He played Maureen O'Hara's boyfriend. And Terry said that when Anthony Quinn, when they were not filming, he was almost incoherent. He would just sit in a chair and stare. And then once it was time to film, he became Anthony Quinn. And every day, he would do that every day. He would just kind of sit there and not be involved in anything. And then as soon as they'd say action, he would just spring to life.
We can't do all 100, but can I jump around a little bit?
Yeah.
Anthony Quinn was 100. 99 is Jim Carrey.
That's an interesting juxtaposition of styles.
I know.
Jim Carrey.
Truman Show, I thought he was really good in.
Yeah. More times than not, if you're seeing Jim Carrey in a movie, he's going to play it really big and broad. But that's what that's what the parts are, right?
I guess, but
there
are
movies like Truman Show where he's a lot more subtle and subdued. And
I almost like that better. Like Robin Williams, I did not like all his over-the-top stuff. But Dead Poets.
You better not badmouth Jumanji.
I never saw it. But I liked the serious. I really loved Robin Williams in his serious
like
form.
Like Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
He's so good.
98, Yul Brynner. Shall we dance? Tra-la-la-la.
Now, to me, the quintessential Yul Brynner would be in Westworld. Did you ever see him in Westworld?
No.
I mean, he's been...
Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven's really good. In Westworld, he's kind of playing the same guy he played in Magnificent Seven. It's almost the same guy. It's a slight, subtle difference because one of them's a robot. Oops, sorry.
Spoiler.
You haven't seen it.
Tom Cruise's number's 97. Is he a great actor?
I don't think he's a great actor, but if you look at him in... I'll give you a quick example, and there's more than one.
The Outsiders.
No, Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
On COVID.
Yeah.
He's really, really touching and good in that.
That's one movie.
So, yeah. I mean, maybe it's because they're going to give him a lot more opportunities to be in movies where he's jumping out of an airplane or he's on a train fighting a guy on top of the train. He's always going to get that movie, Jack Reacher type movie, or Mission Impossible.
I guess.
But when he has to act, he can act.
All right, so he's 97. I'm moving up the list.
All right.
So we can... 81 is Orson Welles.
Orson Welles wasn't in a lot of movies.
He was in it. He was good.
But, yeah, if you see him in Citizen Kane or The Third Man...
The Muppet movie, I liked
him. He's so good in the Muppet movie. He and Fozzie Bear, I think... Without them, you don't have the Muppet movie.
Number 80 on this list.
He almost played Fozzie Bear. Did you know that?
No.
Came so close.
I don't believe anything you say. Matthew McConaughey. And if you go into that Dallas Buyers Club.
He's really good.
I mean, amazing.
Yeah. He can be.
But the other stuff, it's like, I mean, I guess if we can say one movie where they're truly amazing, they're pretty good actors.
But it's hard, even if you have one or two really good roles, it's hard to put them in the 100 best of all time. I don't know. Matthew McConaughey has had a good stretch lately.
Yeah, I guess.
There's some really offbeat roles, but I like him. John Malkovich, sure.
Number 70.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, he's good.
Bruce Willis is number 68. Come on. Did he stuff the ballot box at ranker.com to get on here?
He's a capable actor. I don't know if he's the 68th best actor of all time.
64, Forrest Whitaker. I think he's a splendid actor.
He's very good. No dispute on Forrest Whitaker. Only you can prevent Forrest Whitaker. Did you know that?
I swear, I'm turning into Marge Simpson in my head. I'm always like... number 60, John Wayne. Was he really a great actor?
John Wayne played John Wayne in every movie he was ever in.
See, that's my question to you.
But when the part was right, like in True Grit, you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's great, but he's there's little to no variation, except the movie where he was Genghis Khan.
I didn't see that.
That was weird.
Weird or good or both?
I don't know.
Different.
Genghis Khan walking around with kind of that strut, that John Wayne strut.
Did he have a holster on?
Calling people pilgrim. Crazy. Genghis Khan never called anyone pilgrim.
59 is Steve Buscemi. I love
him. Love him.
I love him.
Quirky as can be.
Yes.
Love him.
Crazy eyes.
Ghost World?
Yes, I love that movie.
That was really good. with Scarlett Johansson and Thora Birch and Steve Buscemi playing a creepy friend of theirs. He was great.
I have the comic book of that.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Or the graphic novel,
yeah, the graphic
I should
novel.
Say.
He's so good in that.
Bill Murray's number 58, top actors of all time.
Bill Murray deserves to be number 58, and here's why. Even though you know him for movies like Stripes and Ghostbusters, where it's fine, it's kind of a formula comedy.
Groundhog Day.
Look at him in Lost in Translation.
You know, I have not seen that movie, and I have
to
see that movie.
Good. It's so good.
What's the premise of that without spoiling things?
Just the quick premise is he's an actor who's very much like Bill Murray, and he's in Japan. It's a fish out of water story. He's an American actor in Japan, and he meets a girl, Scarlett Johansson. And
does every movie you see involve Scarlett Johansson? Now
I've
that
only
I'm
seen four movies that Scarlett Johansson's not in. I'm gonna see another one. I've planned a fifth movie without Scarlett Johansson, but so far she's been in every movie I've seen.
All right, I will see that. You've got. I'm just gonna go. 50.
You do. Don't just say it though. See Lost in Translation.
I will.
It's so good.
I keep hearing that.
Sophia Coppola directed it.
I like her.
It's really, really good.
All right, 57. I'm just gonna fly through these because these are all kind of in the same vein for me. 57. Donald Sutherland.
He's very good.
Charlton Heston is 56. Jack Lemmon 55. Steve McQueen.
Jack Lemmon
54.
Should be higher up.
I agree.
Jack Lemmon should be way higher up because. Of all the actors that could do comedy and drama, Jack Lemmon, I would say, is in the top five actors that could do comedy and drama as equally great. So Jack Lemmon should be a lot higher.
Steve McQueen, 54.
Steve McQueen is a good actor. He was rated too high in this.
Yeah, I agree. Alec Guinness, 53.
Maybe a little too high. Not a lot too high, just a little maybe.
Sean Penn, 51.
Sean Penn's pretty good. Sean Penn is
pretty
good.
I didn't see his serious stuff.
See him in the movie Milk?
Milk.
Yeah.
I have not
really
seen
good in that. I Am Sam. See him in that.
Oh.
He's really
he was
good
pretty
in
good in that.
Yeah.
All right. Philip Seymour Hoffman is 46. I'm skipping
Deserved.
Some big names.
And maybe Philip Seymour Hoffman should probably be a little higher than that, than 46.
Can't believe he's gone.
Isn't that hard to believe? Uh-huh. Every once in a while, if I'm flipping around cable, there's some movie that he's in, and then I forget that he's dead, and I go, boy, where is he? Why is he not in more stuff? And then you realize why.
All right, well, he's 46. I should have told you number 50 in this top 100 of best actors of all times, Robert Redford.
Robert Redford's really a good actor. He's one of those guys, and I'll put Brad Pitt in the same exact category, that because they're so good-looking, they almost have to work harder at being a good actor because you just go, oh, that guy's just pretty.
Right.
But both of those guys, Brad Pitt and Robert Redford, are really good actors. For Robert Redford, 3 Days of the Condor is a movie that I don't know if you've heard of or not.
Yes, I've heard of, never saw it.
But you really kind of... You really see his emotional scope there. He's
and
good.
Mel Gibson was 47. I should have mentioned him, too.
I guess that's about right for Mel Gibson.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, as I mentioned, 46. Matt Damon at 45. Heath Ledger at 43.
Yeah.
He's
pretty accurate.
Pretty good.
He's very good. Did you ever see The Monster's Ball?
Yes.
He's the son of Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
And they have a somewhat troubled relationship.
Yes.
And I think that was right on the cusp of people knowing who he was. Like maybe you had heard of his name, but you didn't really know who he was. But once you saw him in that, it was really hard to forget him.
Brokeback Mountain was, he really was so
good. Oh, is that a good role?
Alan Rickman.
Love Alan
42.
Rickman.
42. I'm not familiar enough with his stuff.
You'd know him best as the villain from the original Die Hard.
Oh.
But if you saw him in Love Actually.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite movies.
Yeah. He's so, yeah, Alan Rickman's great. And he's in the Harry Potter movies, too.
I've not seen one of those.
Snape.
Did you see any of those?
Yeah, I think I've seen all of them, I think.
No, I've not seen them. Ben Kingsley, Sir Ben Kingsley, number 41.
He's good. The movie you want to see him, well, Gandhi's the obvious for Ben Kingsley, but there's a movie called, not Fantastic Beast, Hideous Beast? What's it
Sexy
called?
Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast.
How do you not know
Sexy
this?
Sexy Beast. If you see him in Sexy Beast, he's so intimidating in that movie. It's almost scary to watch how dangerous he is in that movie.
Charlie Chaplin, the 40th best actor of all time.
You know what? Maybe yes. because he, you know, he had to do it all with just his face and his body. There were no words. So, yeah, maybe.
39 is Robert Downey Jr., a fantastic actor. What? Less than zero, although that was just imitating his life for a portion of time.
Yeah, it kind of was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's higher than I think he should probably be ranked, but not by much.
Well, he is below Sidney Poitier, number 38.
Sidney Poitier is a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hard to dispute that.
37, Ian McKellen.
Yeah, he's good, but again, maybe just a little higher rated. Not by much, but maybe a little higher.
36, Brad Pitt. I feel he should be higher.
Brad Pitt's good.
He really is.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't want to admit that he's such a great actor. You're right, because he's so beautiful.
So what would you go, like, if you had to sit down with one or maybe two Brad Pitt movies to best show off his wares, what would they be?
Seven.
Seven, maybe. I would go Fight Club, probably.
Fight Club, for sure.
Right? And I'm trying to think of what else he's really, really good in. Oh, 12 Monkeys.
I didn't see that.
That's a Terry Gilliam movie with Bruce Willis, where he's got some emotional disorder going, but he's really, really good in it.
All right, I will see that. Laurence Olivier, number 35.
Yeah, he's really good.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Always good.
He's a great actor. He's number 34.
Yeah.
One of my favorite actors of all times, Tommy Lee Jones. I love that guy.
I'm surprised he's ranked so high.
33. I think that's a little high for him.
A miserable human being. A good actor, but a miserable human being.
Tell us more, Rona Barrett.
He's in the Lincoln movie. He plays the wacky neighbor. He plays Mr. Grabarkowitz, Lincoln's next-door neighbor, who's always upset about the rake. Hey, Lincoln, where's my rake? He's always upset.
I don't know what to believe anymore from you. 32 is Russell Crowe. 31, Liam Neeson.
You know what? Liam Neeson's a good actor.
He is a good actor.
I know, like, every movie he's in now, a member of his family has been kidnapped. Like, he won't do a movie unless either his daughter or his wife or his grandmother has been kidnapped. But he's always very convincing as he tries to get them back in one piece.
Number 30, tough to work with, but I think a fantastic actor, Christian Bale.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really good.
Yeah. Yep.
What was the one where he loved Huey Lewis?
Oh, American Psycho.
Yeah, he's really good in that.
He is.
Robin Williams, number 29.
Wow.
That's too high. Although when you talk about these serious movies, he was really a good actor.
I think it's because of Jumanji. I think that's what put him up so high.
I've seen it 50 times.
I've never seen it. Cary Grant.
My kids love
him. Cary Grant. Who never said Judy, Judy, Judy.
No, that's a misnomer. He never said that.
Judy.
Even when he met Judy Pyle.
It was Gomer Pyle, I believe, who said it. I'm not kidding. Judy.
It was Gomer Pyle doing a bad Cary Grant impression. You're right.
Yeah.
That's right. But Cary Grant is just as suave can be.
Yeah, he's in a whole different
league. Oh, is he good.
These are all very similar. We're talking, according to Ranker.com, the best actors of all times. You've got 28 Cary Grant, 27 Harrison Ford. He's a good actor.
He's a little stiff, but it works for him. You know, he's a little almost robotic.
That's too high,
sometimes.
Probably.
Where is
for
Keanu
him?
Reeves on that list? Because
number one in my heart.
I just watched John Wick 2 and spectacular.
Yeah, he was just amazing as John Wick 2.
All right, so you got Sean Connery.
He had about five lines.
He had more. He just couldn't remember them.
They were all like, "Yeah,
whoa,
no,
whoa."
Don't be knocking my Keanu.
We're not. We're paying tribute.
He's my Keanu.
No, I'll fight you for him.
Oh, to the death, girlfriend.
26 is Sean Connery. 25, Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck's great.
He is really. Atticus Finch. Yep. Oh, my God.
So good.
Christopher Walken is 24. He's a great actor. That might be high, though.
Can I tell you why it's too high? He, as good of an actor as he is, much like John Wayne, It's always Christopher Walken, and that's fine by me because I love how weird he is. But there's not that much range.
Yeah.
You know,
Henry Fonda 23,
deserved.
Edward Norton 22,
wow.
That's high, but he's a good actor.
He is a very good actor, but I don't know if he's the 22nd best film actor of all time.
Johnny Depp is 21, who I mentioned.
Yeah.
And Robert Duvall is number 20.
Yeah.
Again, plays the same character though a lot.
He does and he doesn't. Now, can I give you a very quick story about Robert Duvall? A film critic, and I can't remember who the critic was, said, if you ever want to see the best acting job of all time, watch Robert Duvall in the Godfather movies, because much like people do in real life, like when you're talking to your wife or your boss or your next door neighbor, you're different in every conversation based on the status of the person you're talking to. They said, I've never seen anyone in films do it the way Robert Duvall does it in The Godfather.
They're right.
And it's true. I've paid special attention to that upon reading that, and it's true. He treats everybody differently. So you give him points for that.
All right, okay. We have to take a break. We can do the top 20 then. Again, this is on the heels of Daniel Day-Lewis announcing his retirement.
He better not be number one.
He should be up
there. He's in the top 20 because we haven't gotten to him yet.
He's got to be in the top 20.
You'll die when you hear number one.
Well, I have...
Is it all men, by the way?
Yeah, this,
this
is
one's all
just men.
No,
why?
No,
well,
woman could possibly crack the top 100.
I just read your earlier, you know, interview with this author.
Right.
No, I know,
too
but
bad,
we're talking
stupid,
about dumb, whatever.
Daniel Day-Lewis is a man, so we're talking about the best male actors.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about the best actors.
No, we're talking on the heels of this, but we have to take a break because we're going to be late for news with Judy Pilek, who's here, ready, and she's coming up next. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and with Judy as my witness, I believe it happened on this show. We were talking about The Rock and Vin Diesel being the top paid actors, and you've basically said, Bill, if you're Daniel Day-Lewis...
I would quit.
And he did.
And he did. I didn't think that would happen. I just said it. That's all
I love The Rock.
But
not for his acting ability.
If you were a film producer with a meaty role and you said only one actor could possibly play this role, would that actor be Daniel Day-Lewis or The Rock?
Yeah, okay. Although Daniel Day-Lewis bugs me. He always
what?
Has. Oh, yeah.
What?
And you know, I got to tell you, the last movie I saw him in, I think it won Best Picture a couple years ago.
There might be blood. There will be blood. There will be blood.
What a dumb movie.
Oh, no. Why?
Sorry. Dumb. The ending was
but
ridiculous.
But they said there would be blood, and then there was blood.
Yes. Wow.
See, this
so
is...
So I'm not, no. And,
you would like a... Like,
and I feel like Daniel Day-Lewis plays... maybe I haven't seen enough of his movies. Because to me, he's kind of like a Christopher Walken. He plays the same character a lot. In
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes.
No, he doesn't. Mm. He's always different.
Give me a... I don't know that I love his movies, but I do know that he's able to transform himself from one character to another. It doesn't seem all the same to me.
See, I haven't seen enough movies, so I will admit that.
Did you see My Left Foot?
No.
You see that.
Okay.
Because
really
you
fantastic.
Will just marvel at how touching he is. He's just so good.
See, that's the difference, and we've talked about this with Patrick McDonald, who's been on the air with us. A woman's take on a movie is way different than a guy's, and just your interest in film. Like, you like The Rock, you like to go to a movie and be entertained. Bill's a film student, so he's going to see a movie completely
right. I love
differently.
All movies, don't get me wrong. No, I love smart movies.
Yeah,
smart.
I do too.
I love them. But yeah, once in a while, The Rock totally entertains me. It's like, it's hilarious. It's and like John Wick that I just watched. Like, are you kidding me?
But the movie you just described, There Will Be Blood, it's such a testosterone-driven movie. The characters in that movie are just so blatantly over-the-top men, you know?
Yeah.
That I wonder if...
So The Rock could have been in it.
And, I mean,
The
Rock... Yeah, exactly. You know what? Right. He could have been in
he
it.
He could have
absolutely.
Been in
it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I just thought the movie was... I was surprised that movie won. Let's put it that way. After watching it, I was like, really?
There were better movies that year, but his portrayal in that... As a father with some problems with his son, he was really good.
Yeah, and you're right. He was over the he was over the top, so it was not so believable to me.
Yeah,
and I like smart little movies.
Right,
those are my favorite.
Yep. There Will Be Ketchup. Did you see that movie?
Well, yes, that was it.
That was a
much.
Great movie.
All right, so we're doing the top 20 actors according to Ranker.com, and I think you're going to be really shocked at number one.
I've written down three names of actors that you have not said yet that really, if they're not in the top 20, something's gone
all
horribly
right,
wrong.
We'll cross them off when we get to it. All Judy right. has written something down, too. We have Robert Duvall bringing up the 20 spot.
He's number 20.
Then we have Denzel Washington, 19. I think he's
always
a fantastic
good.
Actor.
Yep. Yes,
and
he is.
Easy on the eyes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love Denzel.
Gary Oldman at number 18.
Gary Oldman's really good.
At number 18 out of the top 100 of all time.
Might be a little bit high.
Seems a little high to me.
Might be a little bit high.
Humphrey Bogart, number 17.
Humphrey Bogart, much like John Wayne, always played Humphrey Bogart.
Yep.
He really did. And there's nothing wrong with that. You needed, we needed a guy like Humphrey Bogart.
Right. Because there wasn't another one back then.
But he'll never shock you with his range.
Right.
Daniel Day-Lewis, most famous for Gangs of New York, The Last of the Mohicans. I saw that.
I forgot about that.
He was really good. There Will Be Blood.
Yep.
So he's number 16. Number 15, Michael Caine.
Oh.
I don't think he's that. I mean, he's not bad. But 15?
Yeah, that's too high for Michael Caine.
Super Crush, the guy that I love and find very attractive, Gene Hackman. Is number 14.
I miss Gene Hackman doing movies. He hasn't made a movie in a long time.
French Connection.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So good as Popeye Doyle.
Young Frankenstein.
Yes. Where he was the blind old man. He's so good in that, isn't he?
I think he's very good. I think
he's a great actor. And my favorite movie, The Royal Tenenbaums, which I think he's hot.
I love that movie.
I don't know why. I find him very attractive.
There's a movie that he was in.
Because he was a bad boy. That's why I liked him.
Yeah.
With the polyester suit.
There's a movie he was in the 70s called I Never Sang for My Father, which is a really good movie. He's so good in that. He's also in a movie called Prime Cut with Lee Marvin that he's really good in.
Lee Marvin not on this list.
No, Lee Marvin's not on the list.
Wow.
Kevin Spacey is number 13. I would wholeheartedly agree.
Yep. Yeah.
He is fantastic.
He can be
anything.
It's so strange. Remember how when you thought about Joe Pesci, like Joe Pesci was a little guy. He was a thin guy. He didn't weigh a lot. But I always said to myself, I would not want to be in a fight with Joe Pesci. Kevin Spacey has that kind of demeanor, mental,
yeah.
Where you go, I would not want Kevin Spacey to be mad at me.
Yeah. He seems a little, he's got, I don't know, something about his eyes. Where
right.
He's like, don't mess with me.
Right.
Joe Pesci, 71 on the list, by the way.
Joe Pesci has vanished. Like,
yeah.
He went from being in movies all the time to, I don't remember the last time he was in a movie. I don't know what happened with him.
Wasn't he in those Home Alone?
Yeah, he was great in those.
Yeah, he was in those. But see him in, there's so
Goodfellas.
Many
movies.
Yeah,
Mob
Goodfellas
movies.
For
he's
sure.
Yeah.
My Cousin Vinny. That's
My cousin Vinny, yes. Top of the
I'd
heap.
See him in the Jake LaMotta movie. You know, that's the one you want to see him in. He's Jake LaMotta's brother. He's so good.
So Kevin Spacey is 13. Moving on to number 12, Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood is the same in Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
That's too high.
Where's John Wayne on there?
He was already mentioned.
Well,
he was like
Clint Eastwood
40
should be
something.
Around there. Because
yeah.
He's kind of always Clint Eastwood.
He's always the same.
Yeah. All right, number
squinting.
11.
He's always squinting.
We're hitting up the top 10 here. Number 11, Paul Newman.
Paul Newman's deserved.
He was my second.
So good. So good.
Number 10, James Stewart. I know you
Jimmy
love
Stewart
him.
Is on my list, and I put Jimmy Stewart a little bit higher up than this because, much like Jack Lemmon, Jimmy Stewart could go back and forth between comedies and more dramatic roles just effortlessly. So good.
Number 9, Ranker's top actors of all time, Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman deserves to be in the top 10.
Number 8, Leonardo DiCaprio, pretty great actor.
That's higher than I would expect him to be, but I could see it. I like Leonardo DiCaprio. Again, we've already mentioned Gilbert Grape. When you see Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie, you just fall in love with him. He's so good.
So anything you see after that, you'll go, he was great because he was so good in that
yeah.
movie.
Gilbert Grape?
Sometimes he'll
Who's
play a role.
Eating, what's eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah,
is that
what's
what it is?
Gilbert Grape.
Johnny Depp's in there. And the woman.
Juliette Lewis.
The woman who the story was based on just passed away recently.
Yeah.
It's a really awesome movie.
Mary Steenburgen's in it. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
Yeah.
Number 7, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Should have been number 1, Wendy.
I liked him as Easy Reader.
He was great as Easy Reader.
In the Electric
Why
Company.
Why don't they do an Easy Reader movie?
Why don't they? Rita Moreno could be in it.
Yes. I would see the Easy Reader movie with Morgan Freeman.
Do you think that's a little high, number 7?
Yeah.
I do,
It's a
too.
Little bit high.
Again, you'll be shocked at number 1. We've got number 6.
Morgan Freeman always plays the president in a movie where the world is about to end. If you're making a movie where...
So is Bill Pullman.
Armageddon, right?
Or God, right?
You're right.
Isn't he also God?
Morgan Freeman has played God a couple times,
so
yeah.
I can't get past that.
He's the head guy in charge a lot.
Yeah. But Easy Reader, the movie, that's a great... You could have pitched
that. Why isn't somebody doing that?
That's
seriously.
I don't know.
All right, number 6, Anthony Hopkins. He's a good...
He's very good.
He's a really good actor.
And he just did what any great actor would do. He's in Transformers 5. So, yeah.
Number six, though? I know Silence of the Lambs. Unbelievable. Great.
Six is too high.
That's what I'm telling you. Number five, Marlon Brando. He's a pretty great actor.
Yes. Yeah. Top five for sure, Marlon Brando.
Number four, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, there was mine.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson should be in the top.
I had him at one.
Did you have him at number one? Wow. I would put him maybe.
You still haven't gotten my three, I don't
think. All right, well, here we go. And these you'll probably guess. Number three, Robert De Niro.
I've got Robert De Niro, and I wrote five names down, and De Niro's on there.
Number two, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino already mentioned earlier.
Number two?
Number one.
But before you say number one.
I will wait.
Here's the thing with Al Pacino. Without a doubt, body of work, he's an excellent actor. However, he made a bunch of movies in the last 15 years where he's just big and loud.
Yeah, he's made some crappy stuff, but if you go to...
Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler.
All right, well, why was he even in it?
But
his older movies and some of the best movies, he's a pretty great actor.
But there's
maybe
this
not number
level
two.
Of acting, I call it Nicolas Cage-style acting, where you just kind of, you're just big and loud, and every
he's
once in a while, Nicolas Cage will surprise you and be in something great, like Matchstick Men.
But... Yeah, but Peggy Sue got married with those big teeth.
Right.
Now every time I see him, I think about those
right.
big teeth.
Yeah. So Al Pacino's got a little bit of that on
I feel like this list is based a little bit on just certain movies.
Well, this is Ranker.com. They basically ask visitors to the website to vote.
Okay.
All right.
But the number one actor, and again, if I may, it says the best actors in film history.
They've left out so many great actors.
Well, there
from the
might
40s
be some I didn't mention. Oh. Gary Cooper's on there. I didn't go through the whole 100.
All right.
But the number one, Tom Hanks.
I have Tom Hanks written in my top three.
Number one? No.
You know why? Hmm. Again, his range. Hmm.
And he did pull off back-to-back Academy Awards, which is impressive. He did that for Philadelphia and for Forrest Gump.
He was great in Philadelphia. He was great in Forrest Gump. He was great
Turner and Hooch.
With the beach ball, Wilson, what was the name?
Castaway.
That was a pretty great movie.
Yeah, you know what? He does. Actually, I take my comment right back. He does have some good range there.
He does have good
range. But number one?
It shouldn't be Tom Hanks,
but you don't know who it should be. I had Henry Fonda down here. Did you mention him?
Henry Fonda was in the top 25
yes,
or 30. There's so many names that we didn't mention. Like, Ed Harris is always...
Ed Harris is in here.
Oh, he is in there? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Ed Harris.
How about, Tom Cruise? Is he on there?
Yeah,
we
mentioned that.
Like, okay. 80 or something, I think.
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes is
48.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges, 49.
Beau Bridges.
No, he's not on
Lloyd
the list.
Bridges. Todd Bridges.
Bridge over troubled water.
Bridge over the
Bill Murray was 58.
You've said him.
Christopher Lee was 61. Ed Harris was 66. Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah.
67.
I wondered if he was going to be
Jeremy Irons, 73. Hugh Jackman, 72. Meryl Streep, 74. It was supposed to be all
men.
And
it was all men. That's how good she is.
That's pretty funny.
She is really
well. I don't want to leave out Meryl
Streep.
Our
president doesn't think so. Viggo Mortensen.
Let go of my Viggo.
Love him.
Patrick Stewart, 82.
Patrick Stewart should not be number 82.
Richard Burton, 83. George Clooney, 85. Christoph Waltz, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Christoph Waltz is really good.
86
really
on the
good.
List. Robert Mitchum, he was handsome. 87.
He's a deodorant. He's not just an actor, Wendy.
I like rubbing him on my armpits. Walter.
He would take umbrage to that because he hated that people used to do that to him all the time.
Walter Matthau, 88. Michael Keaton, 89.
Oh, wow.
Keaton's a pretty good actor.
Michael Keaton was 89. That's impressive.
Will Smith, 91. Woody Harrelson, 93. Woody Harrelson was so good in Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
I mean, that shocked the heck out of me, coming from Woody from Cheers, and then he pulls that off.
Like what I think about Tom Hanks.
Right.
Coming from, what was the TV show?
Bosom Buddies.
I loved it.
Peter Scolari did way better in his career.
But, I mean, he was so
Peter
ridiculous.
Scolari on that list?
No, but Gary Cooper was 96.
Gary Cooper, again, there was a time where if you were an actor,
it's a different time.
You could kind of just play yourself in every movie, and Gary Cooper kind of did that for the most part, you know?
Well, think about the movies were kind of the same. It wasn't even the actor, it was the movie. It
right,
was,
Right.
The same kind of love story, the same kind of war movie, the same kind of cowboy. I mean.
So Gary Cooper did a bunch of Westerns, several love stories, and then he was also Lou Gehrig in Pride of the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
But if you put those next to each other, there's little to no derivation in his performance. He's the same
guy. In every one of those movies, I'm pretty sure they said, see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
Right. Right.
It was just a different time and a different type of movie.
Yeah.
I can't wait till tomorrow when we go over the best female anime characters.
Oh, are we going to do that tomorrow? That'll be fun. That'll be fun. All right. Let's take a quick break, and then we have other things to share with you, including some audio. I have some very disturbing audio of a woman who visited a doctor's office, and things did not go well.
All right.
All right. So stick around for that. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Before I got here to WGN, I used to listen to you on the overnight show here on WGN. Not on the stream, on the regular radio.
Sure, I remember that.
And I used to listen to the Antique Lady. I've missed her.
She and I were linked romantically in Sneed's column for a while.
Were you spooling pasta together?
Yes, and we were ageless and priceless.
In an antique spittoon?
That's where we met. That's where we met. I want to play some very disturbing audio for you.
Uh-oh.
This is awful. This woman in Canada goes into a medical facility in Ontario because her son needs medical attention. But the lady is upset because the doctors that they want her son to see are not white, and she demands that her son be seen by a white doctor.
Oh, my God.
So you can imagine what went on there in the emergency room. Let's play some audio, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the story. But this is earlier this week in Ontario, Canada, as a woman is complaining that the doctors are not white.
Can I see a doctor, please, that's white? That doesn't have brown teeth,
yeah,
so speaks English.
It's only available after 4. If you're not...
So you're saying in the whole entire building there isn't one white doctor?
So if the doctor is black.
Okay, but don't get started. The doctor who was not white, that did not help my kid. I would like to see a white doctor. You're telling me there's not one white doctor in this whole entire building?
Yes,
not.
Okay, so that's why you have to go here.
Oh my God, what type of horrible country do I live in?
I don't know.
My kid is sick. So I want to see somebody else that doesn't have brown teeth that speaks English, guys. My kid is sick. I spoke in perfect English before I asked to have somebody that speaks perfect English help us.
There's nobody here.
There's nobody that's Canadian? No. Nobody that was born here?
No.
You can find that somewhere else, though, I'm sure.
Being white in this country, I should just shoot myself.
You can stop it there,
evidently,
Kevin.
Your kid's not sick enough.
One of the people who worked there at the facility, this is also on tape, but I'll just share this part with you. She's in a room. She's in an emergency room that's filled with people of all different colors. So everyone's upset. You're going to be upset by this no matter what, but she's explaining her son needs to see a doctor who's white in a room that's as culturally diverse as you'll ever see. And one of the people who works there says to her, here's a quote, "Your child clearly has more issues with you being his mother than him needing to see a doctor. You're extremely rude and racist," which, as you just heard, is a fairly accurate assessment of this woman.
If I'm any kind of doctor, I don't help her.
You know, I thought about the ramifications of that.
There's
the pledge
that you take that you have to help someone if you're there.
Yeah. I don't think you... Right. I don't see how that's an option. You have to help them, but this woman was making that very challenging. And the kid is just sitting there like, he's not even embarrassed. He just wants to see a doctor, but the
and
woman is insisting.
He's probably used to this behavior from his mother, so it was nothing new.
Yeah. But again, when you hear stuff like that...
I think this is a tape from like 30 years ago.
I always want to look at a calendar and go, what? In 2017, a woman is brassy enough to say... White doctor only for my kid. Nobody of any other culture must be a white doctor. I don't want to deal with anybody else. And she's telling this to people. The people that she's yelling it to are not white. They're of other cultures. And even them, you could see it in their face like, you know you're insulting me, right? You know that you're insulting me by saying this. But she just doesn't seem to be bothered by that.
What was wrong with her kid? I hope it was
nothing.
It
doesn't say. I looked through the story to see if they go into detail on that, but it's very nonspecific on what exactly was wrong with him. But they did get him in to see at least one or two doctors prior to her tantrum, but they just weren't they weren't white.
Her speed.
So she was not pleased.
That's a terrible way to end the show, Bill.
Let me just say this. If Daniel Day-Lewis was still making movies, this would not be a problem. Did I bring it all together?
He's such a good actor. He could play the mother or the child.
He could play the mother and the child.
Both of them at the same time.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Didn't help.
That's it for today's show, boys and girls. Here's a song played way too long to prove that the time is off. The time is over. On tomorrow's show. Oh, tomorrow's a big show.
Really? What do we have tomorrow, Kevin?
Tomorrow, the one and only. You're going to be excited about this, Wendy. Steve Dale.
Steve Dale.
Oh.
Noted pet expert.
I just read something on his Facebook page.
It's not true.
I think it is, and it's heartbreaking. We can save that for tomorrow.
Is it the same thing that's written on the bathroom wall? Because if it is, it's not true.
No, it isn't.
Is it true, Kevin? It is true. I apologize. What it says in there is true.
It's about a no-kill cat shelter that turns out to be a kill cat shelter.
Oh, wow.
You should go to Steve Dale's Facebook page and check it out.
We will blow the lid off of that, Wendy.
It's pretty sad.
It's coming tomorrow. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're glad that you did. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Tomorrow, the Thursday show should be a good one.
Tomorrow's Thursday
already? Tomorrow's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.